Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of December 2018. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has released its 5th bimonthly monetary policy and has kept the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. Supreme Court has directed Union of India and 8 states to file their status report indicating the steps which have been taken for filling up of vacant posts in central and state information commissions. Supreme Court has reiterated that statutory scheme as delineated by Chapter 32 of Kerala Education Rules shall alone be applicable while making recruitment to the teaching posts. Supreme Court has called the Amrapali Group and its promoters the worst kind of cheater and biggest liar and ordered the attachment and sale of all its properties created out of home buyers' money. Supreme Court has directed state governments to provide round-the-clock police protection to witnesses who face threats for deposing against those accused in heinous criminal cases and ordered that their identity be concealed during the investigation and trial. Supreme Court has dismissed Competition Commission of India and Reliance Jio Infocom's pleas to probe cartelization charges leveled by Jio against Bharti Airtel, Vodafone India and Idea Cellular. Bombay High Court has restrained the producer Wasim Rizvi from releasing trailer of film Ram Janmabhoomi till the Central Board of Film Certification, CBFC, issues a certificate. Bombay High Court has dismissed an application filed by late actor Jaya Khan's mother Rabia, seeking retrieval of messages her daughter and Suraj Pancholi exchanged on BlackBerry Messenger. Bombay High Court has refused to grant an interim stay on the Maharashtra government's legislation providing reservation to the Maratha community in jobs and education. Bombay High Court has upheld the conviction of two Mumbai-based men, who had conspired to carry out terrorist activities in various parts of the city. Madras High Court has asked the Greater Chennai Corporation to come up with a comprehensive plan on cleaning the beach with the assistance of NGOs and students and make all efforts to clean up the beach before New Year. Bombay High Court has granted temporary injunction against an actress in a suit filed by casting director Vicky Sadhana against an actress who had accused him of sexually assaulting her in 2013 when she came to Mumbai for an audition. Orissa High Court has granted bail to Abhijit Iyer Mitra, a journalist and defense analyst, who was jailed for his alleged anti-audition remarks in Twitter. Meghala High Court has given relief to a law student, a resident of remote area of Arunachal Pradesh, who missed the date for filling up the examination form. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has declared that admission of application under Section 7 of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code after settlement between the parties is illegal. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has upheld the order issued by the National Company Law Tribunal directing the Resolution Professional to reconsider the bid submitted by Reliance Industries Limited and JM Financial ARC for Alok Industries.